For members of a self-defense group from the Ukrainian city of Odessa, the revolution isn't over. Defying orders to tear down one of the many barricades still blocking the roads in downtown Kyiv, they say they will stay until they are sure the political reforms they fought for have taken hold. One fighter, Kostya, said he gave up everything for the fight and is not ready to go back.
I lost my job. I have separated from my family. I left Odessa, and I did not leave for nothing. I left to fight for my motherland so that Ukraine will be united.
They came from across Ukraine in bands called Hundreds to defend the revolution, setting up tents and barriers in Kyiv's Maidan, or Independence Square. Stacks of bricks and tires remain from the February protests that forced the ousting of Russian-backed leader Viktor Yanukovych. A new president, Petro Poroshenko, is set to take office this week. Meantime, the country's attention has turned toward the smoldering battle with pro-Russian separatists in the east, and the government has asked citizens to join the fight. Some activists in Maidan say they support the cause, but are not going anywhere. Konstantin Klimenchenko heads a civilian group that cooked meals throughout the protests.
There will be certain rotation. People from the east will come here to rest, and people from here will go there to fight. And we will just keep feeding them.
The Maidan serves another role, as a living memorial. The streets are lined with a growing number of dedications to some 100 protesters killed in battles with police, a group known from now on as the Heavenly Hundred. In their memory, some activists want to establish the square as a center for continued political discussion. Ivan Kukurudziak says those who gave their lives fought for more than just a change of leadership.
Because when Yanukovych left, it was just the process, it was not the win. Poroshenko become a president, it's not the win, it's just a process. So Maidan should be a place of activism, of innovations and propositions until the dreams of people who died will come true.
Kukurudziak wants to see a permanent place here for the organizations that supported the cause. But not everyone agrees that Maidan should stay. Anita, a medical student, helped injured protesters during the demonstrations. She says the square has already served its purpose.
I think that right now Maidan is not needed, and if people will need it, they will come out again. Now I do not think Maidan is playing any role.
The city is ready to move on, and the new mayor has called for Maidan to be cleared. But it may be harder to convince those who believe, or who want to believe, that there is still a battle here to be fought. Gabe Joselow, VOA News, Kyiv.